For News Talk 1620 WTAW, here's Congressman Bill Flores speaking with Scott DeLucia on the Infomaniacs Morning Show about current political events.
Bill Flores, do you want to comment on the catch or non-catch? Or?
I can tell you those referees made Congress look competent.
Yeah, it is amazing what is important to the American public, and it's scary is more than amazing, I guess, would be the story. Okay, y'all are out of session right now. Anything get accomplished before y'all headed for the hills?
Well, we actually had a pretty busy week last week. We passed a bill to stop the Secretary of Interior from trying to do all he could to shut down coal mining. We also passed a bill to stop the president's waivers on welfare to work requirements that were put in welfare reform back in the late 90s. And then we had a hearing on the VA claims processing in the Waco regional office, which is the worst in the nation. And we had a classified briefing about the Middle East.
Now, that was interesting. There's, you know, the Rush update we had today said that CNN was able to actually go in, I guess, and find the ambassador's journal. That really concerns me that area was not sealed and secured after the attack.
Well, I know it surprised me too, because when we were talking to Secretary Clinton last week and the DNI Clapper and the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and a couple of others, they would not answer any direct question that we in Congress posed to them. They kept saying everything was subject to an ongoing FBI investigation. And so if that's the case, the FBI must be doing a terrible job if they're allowing the media to wander around the Benghazi area, I mean the Benghazi facilities, right, without any restrictions.
Did you feel frustrated after the meeting or what?
Just a little bit, yes. I had a New York Times reporter come up to me. He said, "What'd you learn?" I said, "Two things. One, everything's classified, so I can't talk about it. Number two, they're covering their rears."
Yeah, it is. It's bothersome. Now, kind of as an offshoot of this, for all the reasons that we hear that oil prices go up and therefore gasoline prices go up, unrest in the Middle East quite often is one of the things, and I'm not hearing that right now. What's the deal?
I'm not sure why we're not, but I can tell you thing in the Straits of Hormuz, the military presence from the U.S. and some of our allies is pretty thick right now. And in addition, Iran's just said they've tested a missile that they can use to fire our ships in the Straits of Hormuz. So it's very concerning, and I'm surprised that oil prices have not responded more quickly to the higher.
It does seem to be a little bit off-putting. Well, obviously, people in Bryan-College Station want to weigh in on the football stadium. I'm sure, I mean, you as an Aggie fan enjoy seeing the games, but nonetheless, we really do have more important things to do right now.
Well, we've got deficits, we've got jobs, we've got economic issues. You've got a president that's decided he wants to violate the Constitution with his executive order. So I'm staying focused on other issues at this point in time.
All right, we'll do that, and we'll see you at future football games. Bill, thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
See you Saturday, and ask your listeners, pray for our country and our military men and women and our first responders.
Thank you, Congressman Bill Flores. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.